Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with pastor and author Dr. Matthew Lee Smith. He has a brand new book out from the Eagles in Leadership Praying God's Word series, and it's called Praying God's Wisdom Over Our Sons. We've had the privilege of talking to Dr. Smith before. He is a familiar voice for those who listen to In Spirit Radio with his devotional thoughts, and so Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us today. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be with In Spirit and with you.
Pastor Matt, I know that it's been an interesting journey for you, especially not only over the years of your ministry, but over the last few years. And this latest offering that you have is an encouragement not only for fathers to pray over their sons, but it also enhances someone's devotional time. And it also tells a little bit of your story and your journey over the last few years. So if you could, for people who aren't familiar with you, maybe you could give us a brief synopsis of you and how you grew up and your ministry life, and then we're going to talk about this exciting new book.
Sure. Thank you, Mike. Well, I was called as a printer's son from just a little north of you there in Lodi, Wisconsin. And God called me into the ministry, and while I was in training, he united me with my wife, and we spent 36 years together, and then she passed of cancer in 2017, and one of the very last things she did to me was she pointed at me with great earnest and said, "You will get married again." And so I went to the Lord, and he said yes, and just 2 years later, a little shy of that, I walked down the aisle with my bride from East Africa in Uganda, Kate Akello, and we have been married now. Coming up August 10th will be 4 years, and part of that revitalization that God has done in my life has been a global ministry as a brand new married man with my wife. And God said, "I want you to write this book," and then have been praying through it and editing it for the last year or so, and finally decided it was time to launch it.
And this book is called Praying God's Wisdom Over Our Sons, and it's a beautiful love letter about how a parent can pray wisdom over their child, whether it's a boy or a girl. But it's more a mentoring type book for men over their sons and grandsons. And you tell a couple of really neat stories in how you paint the picture of your journey of being inspired to write the book, but a little bit about your status as well. For you and I, we are in similar situation where we don't have sons of our own, but I have a grandson and you have numerous grandsons, and maybe you could take it from there.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we are praying and asking God for is sons of our own. And so as I began to pray over that issue, I just happened to be in the book of Proverbs. And as I was in the book of Proverbs, I was realizing, especially the first 9 chapters, were a training manual from King Solomon to his son, Rehoboam, who would become the next king. And he was pleading with his son not to make the mistakes that he had made. Unfortunately, Rehoboam did not listen as he should have. But as I read through those things, I was saying, I want my sons to possess this wisdom. I want them to have the wisdom of God in their lives. And so I wrote each day, I would take the book of Proverbs a chapter at a time and simply try to express the text back as a prayer request to God for my sons that are not yet here and for my grandsons who are here.
And what a beautiful idea that is. I know a number of people, and you've probably heard them too over the course of your years in ministry, have said that if you take a proverb every day and use it as a devotion, it will enhance your life. Well, you've taken it even to the next level.
Well, one of the things that's very funny in this process, and I thank you for that kind compliment, One of the funny things that has come out of this process is that as I was praying these scriptures and then wrote these prayer prompts, I began to realize that, well, I needed some improvement as well from the Spirit of God. And so I began to have to make changes in myself. And then I began to understand the genius of what God was up to with this book. You see, we want our children and our grandchildren to excel. The book of Proverbs constantly talks about prosperity and success and diligence. We want those things. But as I'm praying over these things, I'm realizing, oh my, there's places I need to change. And then I caught the whole thing as I put it in context with Solomon. Solomon didn't have a good example for Rehoboam. And Rehoboam grew up as his father was, not as his father said. And that immediately rang in my heart. And that's why I had to press to get the book published and get it into the hands of as many parents and grandparents as I possibly could. Because if we have the walk, then the talk will make sense. And that's what God's been doing in me, is changing who I am through this process.
We are talking today to Dr. Matthew Lee Smith here on In Spirit Radio, talking about his newest book, Praying God's Wisdom Over Our Sons. Pastor Matt, it's been interesting to see how God navigates different people through a different journey. You and I have known each other for 45, almost 50 years now, and the journey that we've both had is quite different. You had your father, your naturally born earthly father, with you as you grew up. My father was not there, as he passed away when I was only 10 or 11 years old. So I had mentors who helped and older brothers who helped. But our journey is a little different, but still the concepts from Proverbs still ring true in so much the same way.
I'm quite sure your calendar is totally incorrect. It's impossible for me to have known you that long when my wife says I'm only 18. So, but perhaps things move faster in the Midwest. The reality is that it really doesn't matter your background. What matters is, am I willing to open up and let God do the heart surgery necessary as I pray for my sons and for my grandsons? One of the great benefits of such a targeted prayer through the book of Proverbs, each month I recommend one chapter of Proverbs as a one chapter in the book, numbering the day of the week, especially when we back that up with, I'm going to work on this, and with a son in the house, or a son nearby, or with grandsons nearby, and you're telling your story, not just talking the talk, but you're telling your story, you can ask your son or your grandson, would you hold me accountable? And all of a sudden, integrity intertwines, and the child that you're praying for can be transformed as well, as they say, ooh, dad or grandpa, he really isn't perfect, but he's working on it.
As we think about praying over our sons and grandsons, you start things off with just a day one practical modem of getting right into it in Proverbs 1, and then you've thoughtfully put together the idea of having some prayer journal space as well, so you can make some notes, write down some things, underline, underscore, highlight throughout the chapters as well. So this is something that won't last just a month. It can be done repetitively and continuously as you continue to build.
One of the prayer requests today is, Lord, I pray that each of these character traits become the DNA of my sons. I pray these men of God would be sons who understand the deadliness of enticement and the near impossibility of escaping from the web of lust that the immoral woman can quickly spin to ensnare the soul of any man. And this is something that I've been praying. Again, this is day 7. I've been through day 7 every month, And more so today, of course, chapter 7 has a lot to say about the immorality that can so easily entrap us. And we know that now is so much more true, even when I wrote this, from what we see in our society. It is something you can keep praying every month. And there are many opportunities in this particular chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different prayer prompts. So you can just pray one of them, or the prayer prompt and the scripture can just, as you said, get you to write something down in the journal part, and you can take it with you and pray about it and then come back to it again next month, and God will show you more insight or more application. So you're absolutely right, Mike. This is something that I've been using for years now.
Praying God's wisdom over our sons. Our guest today is Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, well-known author and now pastor in Southern California once again. I know, Pastor, you have been in ministry for a number of years. You've also shepherded tours to Israel. You've taught at Bible colleges. You've had quite a background in ministry, doing a lot of different things. And I'm sure, as I was reading the book, you were talking a little bit about the varieties of culture that you've seen over the years in your ministry, and how you've actually become a part of a number of people's families. I know you were a big part of my personal family as well, but the way that one can mentor really isn't limited to just sons and grandsons.
Oh, that's so right. It doesn't matter whether I'm in Uganda with my wife, or in the Philippines with my friends, or India, or in the local coffee shop. It doesn't really matter. There are many, I'm thinking now of your story, Mike, there are many young men or even yet boys in the church whose father is absent for whatever reason. Yours passed away, others go through divorce situations, some just simply abandon the family. For whatever the reason, there are young men in our churches, there are young men in our communities that could greatly benefit just from having a surrogate dad or surrogate grandfather.
Dr. Matthew Lee Smith joining us today, talking about his new book. It's called Praying God's Wisdom Over Our Sons. And as I was going through this book over the last few days, I was struck by some of the different dynamics. Of course, it's a wonderful monthly prayer journal. That's one element of it. It also has a Bible reading plan for through the Bible in a year. It also has some interesting resources and information about some of the other books that you've written over the course of your ministry that would be a help for not only leaders but growing in your spiritual journey with Christ. And so there's a lot of dynamics to this, along with information about for someone who may want to go on a trip to Israel and have that destination of a lifetime fulfilled. There are a variety of things and resources in your book, and I know you were intentional about that, but tell us about why you included that and put that together.
One of the core purposes of my life is to create tools to help others grow deeper, wider, and more expansive in Christ. And so my books are across a spectrum. Two of them are devotionals. Two of them are on disciple making. One of them deals with the grief I went through and how I walked out of it. And as a book, this one, as we're talking about sons. And then all of the other things. My desire is to see men and women grow, and I have a saying that your knowing isn't growing until your knowing is showing, and that's my heart, Mike. And so we're going on a trip to Israel at the end of November, just after Thanksgiving. I go usually that time every year. It's a wonderful time, you know, when you float in the Dead Sea, when you walk on the very stones that Jesus walked on at the temple, when you're in the Galilee and you're crossing the Sea of Galilee in a boat, or you're standing at the very gates of hell in Caesarea Philippi, now called Banias. It doesn't matter where you are, at the Valley of Armageddon, you simply soak up the truths of God's word to show, not just tell. Remember the old kindergarten? Miss Richards was my kindergarten teacher in Lodi, and we always had show and tell. That's the Christian life to me, and that's why I have so many tools and the website, which has laid dormant for a while as I've been going through some transitions and is just coming back to life, but there are multitudes of tools and resources there for free as well.
Dr. Matthew Lee Smith joining us today on InSpirit Radio to talk about his newest book, Praying God's Wisdom Over Our Sons. I guess we need to make sure that our listeners know how people can get a copy of this. Of course, Father's Day, a very special time in the month of June. How can people get a copy of this and sow this into dads and granddads' lives?
No, that's a great question, Mike. The easiest way is just to go to Amazon.com. I don't know about everybody else, but when Amazon became a reality, my life got much easier. In fact, last night I ordered something. It'll be on my stoop when I go home tonight from the office. I think it's the easiest way to get a hold of it. You can get it at Barnes & Noble's if you have one still around you. I'm from Southern California, and I only know of two or three. But you should be able to order it anywhere, and they can find it for you. It's the easiest way, though, is just to go to Amazon.
And I know one of the elements of the book that really puts in a synopsis at the end is really your heart for ministry. And so when you do pick up a copy of the book, and maybe you find it enjoyable, maybe you find it really important with the concepts that are being taught, and you'd like to bring Dr. Matthew Lee Smith to your church or group or retreat, there's information about that as well.
Yes, we travel all over the world, and my wife and I would be glad to come. I could come. It depends on what you have in mind. We can work it out. The easiest way is just to contact us. You can do that on the website, eaglesinleadership.org. That's eagles like the great bird, but plural, eaglesinleadership.org. There's a contact form. Just click the little button link, and there's a form to fill out.
Well, Dr. Matthew Lee Smith, we appreciate you. We appreciate the time, effort, and skill and talent to put your books together. And so we are so proud to partner with you, not only through InSpirit Radio, but also through the other mechanisms that we worked together with over the years. And so we're very excited about your newest offering, and we're very encouraged about the many other things that God is doing through your ministry and through your life. So blessings to you and your beautiful wife, Kate, and thank you so much for spending a little time with us today.
Well, thank you, Mike, and we just pray God's blessing over InSpirit Radio. So excited, it's global, and we just continue to pray that that happens. Your vision and your passion surely permeates everything that's done there. We just enjoy partnering with you with Hope for Today, and we thank you for the opportunity today. Thank you so much, Mike.
Dr. Matthew Lee Smith joining us today on InSpirit Radio.